We are Be'ezus Hashem starting the last Masechta in Seder Kodshim, Maseches Kinim. The name of the Masechta is interesting, the topic is interesting, and the content is very challenging. So let's first explain the name of the Masechta. Kinim, Miloshin Kan, Kan is a nest, literally. Ki yikor lecho kan sipor, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is called Al Shem Zeh, you see a nest. The nest is not about the nest. The nest is about Tzitzim, and there are birds there. So the Kan is called over here, and again, the halachos over here are not the nest. It's about the birds, because b'derech klal, in a Kan, most birds have the eggs that hatch have two birds in them. And the subject of this Masechta is two birds of a korban. There's one bird which is a korban oilas hoif, and one bird which is a korban chatas hoif, and they go together. So b'derech kal, the korban that brought over here, let's say Yeledes and others, bring a kan of two birds, and that was Nikra al Shemza. She's bringing a kan. Her kan is the two oifos. They get mixed up. She brought one, she brought the other. There's a whole bunch that are whole krav, shaloikedin, yekedin, all the cases and all the cheshbainis. That's going to be the subject in the Masechta. Let's give a few details about oilas and chatas oif. First of all, whenever we talk about oifis, it's only a korban yochid. Korban tzibur is never mei oifis. There are two types of birds that are used for korbanos, what the Torah calls toirim u'bnei yoino. Toirim are older, bnei yoino are only brought when they're ketanim. That's if it's the same type of bird, just one is an older, more mature, and one is younger. There's a zman in the middle, the mishnayis that say that it's possible. It's called tzihuv. Now, one detail is that a person normally who's chayv a korban oif could bring, what if he's menadev a korban oif, he could bring either a tar or a ben yoina. But if he brings a kan, whenever he's mechuyev too, they have to be considered one group together. They have to be shtei tarim or shnei b'nei yoina. We'll see that amitz Hashem in the second perek. The kan shel oif is theoretically a person could be menadev, but there's no such thing as being menadev v'chatos. Menadev could bring an oilos, he could bring two birds. As a carbonel, he's just bringing two birds. And he can bring both of them from whatever he wants. Torah b'nei yoinu. What we're going to learn about primarily is two birds, a kan, which one, like we said, is a chatos, one is an oilo. There's a chashuv and nekuda here, which is well known. And it really brings out the theme in the Masechta. Tzantezach. We're going to have a lot of the Masechta is going to be safe on the fact that a woman is magdish for her carbon yoled. There's two birds. One of them a chatz, one is an oilo. Before they were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, they were hukdash, but it was not determined which one is a chatz, which one's an oilo. And that should make us pause and think for a second. Who ever heard of a korban where a person in Tzvas or Haifa is magdish a behema? It's going to be a korban. I'll get to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll figure out, do I want to bring it as an oilo or a shlomim or a toida? There's no such thing. There's no hegdish to be named later. A hegdish is chal, kefi mashu. You can't be magdish something. You have to be magdish as an oil. Vos epis that he can be magdish a korban oif, and it'll be determined later on if it's chal on it, kedushas oil or kedushas chatas. The answer is that whenever a person has a chiyuv korban to bring a oilas oif and a oilas and a chatas oif, it's not a chatas and it's not oil. It's one korban called a korban yeledes that has in it the tzorich for chatz and oilo. What's chal is a korban yeledes. The korban yeledes has an element of chatz, an element of oilo, and that chelik will be nisbar later on. It's a very big chiddush, but it's k'mat dvar mukroka. If it sounds like a very big chiddush, to l'sabar es oizem will say over a famous shtickel, which the Welt quotes b'shem de'Evan Ezra, in his Pirush al HaTorah. This is in Vayikra Perek Hei, Pazuk Zayin. And he's aiming on the fact that normal, if a person has a chiyuv lekapor, he doesn't bring two karbonis. He brings one karbon. Vos epis that you have a person who has to bring a karbon oila so'if, he brings, whenever he has to bring a chata so'if, he brings a chata so'if with an oila. The answer is, he says, that by behema, the chelik of a behema, which is a chatos, is the chelik adam, which is hooker of its meratz on the mizbeach. But also, every carbon has a chelik that's hukar lagav mizbeach. The chelik by carbon oil, it's the whole carbon. Chatos ha'oif, there's nothing of the bosor, of anything of the flesh, besides for the dam, which was put on the mizbeach.
It's not the regular tzur of a carbon. Therefore, the Torah was kaveya that a chato soif goes together with an oila soif, and the chato soif's chelik that was hukav agav mizbech is the oila soif. The oila is the chelik that's oila on mizbech. The chatos is the chelik that's eaten by the kahanim. So it's one carbon with two chalok. This is even Ibn Ezra. Fits very well with what we're saying. It's an incredible story that's worth finishing off this hakdama with. It's a story that's worth repeating. This story is brought down. There's a sefer called the Makar Baruch, who was the Rav in Yanov. His name was Rav Ginsburg. He was killed Al Kiddush Hashem. And he was very close before the war in the 20s and the teens, the 1920s that is, with Ramei Simcha in Dvinsk. And he came into Ramei Simcha. Ramei Simcha was in a state of tremendous Simcha. And he asked Ramei Simcha why. First he didn't want to tell him. Finally he was Megali. He had a Chaloim. Where the Rajba, the Heilige Rajba from the Gedolei Yerushalayim, got up in front of the Bezdin Shomalo, and he said, there's a Yid in Dvinsk who is Mechaven Lamita Shel Torah more than me. The story was going on, the Rajba is Matmir, there's a Gemara Menachos that seems to have a Havamina, that Oila So'if can be brought Balaila. It's a Pella. Karbonos can never be brought Balaila. It's a din across the board in all Karbonos. And the Rajba Kilu says, like the Gemara is Tamua, must be, you have to change the gear. So Ramei Simcha explained, I'll tell you what the Havamina was. Ramei Simcha was Masbir, that the Havamina of Oilo Soif is that the Oilo Soif is an added to the Chatos as a Chelev of Haktoras Chalovim Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Haktoras Chalovim can be by night. So the Havamina that the whole Oilo Soif, including the Avedis Adam of the Oilo Soif, could be by night. It's an incredible story. So this is really what we're dealing with over here. The challenge in the Masechta is going to be holding cup with Cheshbonis. We have to remember, by the way, that one of the details that's mechalik between Oila Soif and Chat Soif is that the Avoida is different. First of all, Oila Soif is put on the Chelek Lamal of the Mizbech. Chatos Oif, the Nesinas Hadam, is on the lower Chelek. Whereas by a behema, the Oila Soif is done Shtayim Shein Arba on the bottom of the Mizbech. The Chatos was put Matan Dalit Kronos on top. By Oif, the Simen is Ayin Ayin. Oila Lamalo. And the Simen by Oilas, by Chatos Oif, is Tes Tes Lamato and the Tes of Chatos. By behema, it's not that way. By behema, the Matan Kronos on the top is the Avodas Hadam of Chatos, and Oilo, the Dom, is on the bottom, on the Yisoid. That's one chiluk between an Oilo Soif and a Chat Soif. There are other chilukim as well. One chiluk is, exes akosav, Malika Soilo Soif. It's always Malika, because there's no Shechita on a carbon oif. Malika Soilo Soif, you cut both simonim in the neck of the con and the voice in the neck of the oif. By Chatos Oif, you only have to cut one simon. That's one. Second of all, the Koyin is not, he doesn't spritz the Dam Ho'elo. He cuts the neck and he presses, that's called Mitzui, the Dam Al-Kira Mizbeach. Ma'ashein Kain, by Chatos Oif, besides from Mitzui, this Hazo. The Mitzui Dam of Oila So'if is Ma'akiv. Like we just said, by Chatos Oif, it's not so poshut, because since you have the Avoy, this Hazo, it's not partial if the mitzui is ma'akiv. So sugi mi'ilo, whether it's ma'akiv, or the ma'isa tzivim ma'chalek shushem, the Raman, the Ravid, Tesyanda brings it over here on the very first Mishnah, whether it's ma'akiv. But that's for sure that the hazor is yeh ma'akiv. The shal is whether the mitzui also is ma'akiv. And like we said, there's also the shayla of the Eila Soif, l'malo l'mato. Okay, those are the chilukim between Chat Soif and El Soif, which gives us to understand that if there's a Sofik, you can't just be Mechav, whichever one is which, because if it's the Chatos, then the Psulim on doing the Avodah like an Oila Soif, and if it's an Oilos, then there's Psulim on doing it like the Chatos. Okay, now we're ready to start the Masechta. Chatos Hoif Nasa Lamato, V'Chatos Behema Lamalo. This part we explained already, that there's a difference between the location of the Avodas Chatos Oif and Chatos Behemo. By Chatos Oif, it's Tes Tes, and by Chatos Behemo, the Lamato is the Oila. Oila Soif Nasis Lamalo, like we said, by Oif, it's Ayin Ayin, Voila Sa Behemo Lamato. Imshina baze ubaze posel. Either way, being mishana, the mokim avodas hadam, doing the roi lamato lamalo lamalo lamato, is posel. He's going on chatas and el soif, but the exact definition of the word posel over here is a big asik. Why is that? Because you have the same loshin by karbonis of a behemoth, where the Mishnah says, no san sanitonum lamaton lamalon, sanitonum lamalon lamaton posel. And the Gemara brings a famous memra of Shmuel that posel means that if the dam is put as shalamal lamaton lamaton lamalo, it's posel in the sense that the bosu is not nitin la'achilo. We're not makter chalav memur magabe mizbech, and there's no achilas bailam and kehanim of the bosu itself. But the actual korban yotzi dechavosu, it's nisratza. Habaylam niskaper. This is the famous halacha zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi. They start in brisk, they start the limud always by that sugya, because there's a lot of yisodis and lomdas. The zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi, ki b'mkoymoi dami, is a halacha by korbonis habehema. That's when you're learning zvochim. However, Tosfos in zvochim dav samach vov says that this halacha is true legabe korbonis ha'oif. And Tosfos says that chatas oif lamalo, this is that the Mishnah says in Zvachim, the seventh perek, that's posel, means the same thing. The boso is posel achila, but the bailam and the skaper. The same way with this halacha shalabim kaimu 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 dami. But lamaisa, there is a shita, the shita mkubetz is over there, ois chavei, brings that no, the gzeis hakosov of shalabim kaimu 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 is only legabe kobonis behema, not legabe kobonis oif, that's the mashmois of Rashi. Now there's a little bit of a problem, because if you say that shaloi b'mkoymei ki b'mkoymei medes legabe kinim, so then we're going to take away one of the ikur fundamentals of the mesechta, which is that you get into trouble if you mix up the oila and the chata sa'if, because there's a kpeda on each one being brought b'mkoymei. So first of all, there are those that tiny, you can look in the brisker rov, in Hilchos Psulim Gedoshim, where it's only a one-sided kula. That only gabi chato soif, which is mekoyme lamato, could be brought lamalo, and it's only possible gabi dachilas bosa. But the oil soif is definitely possible, so that's one half of the equation. Even that's not enough, because in the Mishnais it's going to be mavu over here in Kinim, it's a problem both ways. So either you'll be madchik that possible is the possible over here, taka only means as a lechatchila, because it's not, it's only a zrika shalabim koyme, it's avodis adam shalabim koyme, it's not. Matis, we won't allow you to bring it bitaruvis and just do it shaloi b'mkoymoi, because it's not the right way to do it. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that we're not only talking over here insofar as a kpeda, legabi the mokum. We're talking over here legabi the chituch shtei simonim, the chituch simen echod, the mitzuri hazo, exactly what should be done. That's the chelik that's yema'akiv. This that we say, shaloi b'mkoymoi k'mkoymoi domi, is only on the mokum nesinis adam, not on the oifin of the malika. That's avada ma'akiv, and mameli, you're going to have a problem if you mix up the oila and the chatz oif. So that's kol zay nichnas in tim, shina vazel vazel posel. Seder kinim kachu. This is really an introduction to the mesechta. This is what a carbon kinim, let's say carbon yeledis, looks like. We'll keep on talking about a yeledis just because it's easier. That's the standard. But like I said, there's a number of people that have to bring a choiv of kinim, of a chatos and a elosoiv. One is a zov, shenita mutumasoi, in Parshas Metzora. The other is a Zova, also in Parshas Metzora, a Nozir Shenitma Torchimene Zurusoi, and then his Nitam Tumasa, he has to start counting again, so he has to bring a carbon of a Nozir Shenitma, that's in Parshas Nosoi. A Yeledes, which is the case that we said, is also not every Yeledes. Betzim Yeledes is supposed to bring a Keves Lo'oilo. However, if she's Yodeo Dal, if she's an Aniyo, so in the other masek, it's like a carbon elevator. She doesn't have to bring a kevish. She brings a can of chatos and elosoif. Like we said, even though Betzim, her ikka carbon is to bring an oilo, but the chatos and the oilo go together by carbon elosoif, the way we explained. Mitzoira oni also doesn't bring shnei kvasim. He'll bring a can
of a chatos and an oila soif. Any aveiru which is carbon oil of yoyin and pasha vayikru, which we had the sugis of in Meseches Kritzus and Meseches Milo, over there also, if you can't bring a beim al chatos, so it'll have a chatos with an oilas or oif. So the Mishnah says, Hachoivo, echot chatos vechot oilo. It's both. Binidorim nidov is kulon oilois. Theoretically, a person could be Mukhuiv, any of the above mentioned cases, he's Mukhuiv, it's a Choyva. A Nidorim over here will be where a person is Magdish, two Oifois, is Magdish Echad Loyla Vechad Lachatos. So there's no way for him to be Magdish as a Nidova, a Chatos. Chatos is always brought only as a reaction, somebody is Mukhuiv. An Oila person can be Menadev, or he can be Menadev. So the Mishnah speaks out, Ezu Neder, when is a person Mukhuiv? So we said any of the Mukhuyovim, or a person said, so in that case of a neder, a person can be mechuyv, he can be mechayv himself, he can't say hare olai chatos. Chatos is only if you're mechuyv, but it is a case of a kan where one is in the other one's a chatos. He's magdish, again, he can only be magdish an oilo, he can't be magdish a chatos unless he's mechuyv. But the case of Kinim will be where he's magnished for a pre-existing chiv. Ma bein nedorim le nedovois. Elo shah nedorim meisu anignivu chayon bakriyu. So a neder, a person said a real lie. So if he's magnished a behemoth, this is true by every carbon. And the behemoth died, the oif became a bamum, whatever it is, and then chayon bakriyu. So he said a real lie, so he'll have to replace it. When nedovois, he said a reizem. Meisu anignivu en chayon bakriyu. Then he won't be mechuyiv too. Replace. We'll just go back to be moisiv a little bit more havana, a little bit more lomdus, on what we said before, that the elementary problem of Meseches Kinim is going to be that you can't take the oifos of lamato and go lamala and do the avoid lamala, and the ones that are lamala, the oilo, you can't do lamato. What happened to zrika shaloi bimkoima? So we said this is machloek sushainim. I just want to maybe explain a little bit havana, why it should be different than a carbon of behemoth. By a carbon of behemoth, there's a great divide between two chalakim and the carbon. This is the basic lomdish hagdora that defines most of Maseches Vochim. There's the avodas hadam, the ritzu, the kapora, the yotzi, the chavosoi. And then there's the chelek of the achilos. There's the achil of the mizbeach, the toz chalom beburim, the achilos of the kehanim, the achilles of the bailim, and all that goes into the, when we talk about psulim, there's psulim of shalei lishma, there's psulim of pigel. Pigel has to do with achilois, and shalei lishma has to do with the problem in the ritu, in the kapara of the dam. Now, the reason why a zrika shalei b'mkaimetzik says hakosuf is an authentic zrika to be meratza, to be mechaper, is kaniri that the gzeres hakosuf is, that the shaloi b'mkoimo is not a ma'akiv legabe the zuriko as a maisa ha-mechaperes. But as far as the zuriko making the chalois that sets up the system of achilois, that's matu the achilois, a zuriko shaloi b'mkoimo is not a zuriko. That's the exact cause of a zuriko shaloi b'mkoimo. But all that is only possible because the zuriko is of the kapora is separate from the achilos, which is in the guf, the guf hakarbon. The zrika is in the dam. The achilos have to do with the chalokim of the guf hakarbon. Oifos, mitzui and hazo has more to do with the guf ha'oif than a zrika. A zrika, by a behema, is niskabel in a kli, and then it has nothing to do with the carbon. The carbon is the carbon. The zrika is the zrika. The male is exactly so that the two can divide, and you could have a zrika legabi one, not a zrika legabi other. Mitzu and hazor by definition are done the kilu the klisharis that does the zrika sadam. That's mechaber is the gufa oif. There's no kli. You take the gufa oif and you make mitzu. You press it against. That means it's in the guf ha oif the etzem avodas adam. So here it doesn't make sense that there should be a divide between the Avodas Hadam and the Achilles, which is the Guf HaKarbon. The Guf HaKarbon is the Kapara, and the Kapara comes from the Guf HaKarbon.
By mitzvah, it's partial that way because the mitzvah is pressed against the wall of the mizbeach. Even the hazor, it's kilu, what he's spritzing is not his finger. It's not from a kli. It's from the guf ha'oif. So if the guf ha'oif is not part of the korban when there's a zrika shleibim kaima, then the zrika itself will not have that. This is a little bit, I'm adding a little bit lumdus to what it says in the Briskerov, in Psule HaMekdoshim and Ois Memhei. He says it legabe mitzu. One could also say it legabe hazot. It's just a tesefes havon in this Indian.